ndiripano kwenguva yakareba.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the desire of every minister.
Shishiwo chemuparidzi wega wega.
Amen.
Amen.
And I also solicit your prayers.
Neniwo ndiri kukumbirawo munamato yenyu.
Istajaira kuparidzira kumareserva.
I'm used to preaching out in the rurals.
Kumareserva vanongodependa nezvamuri kutaura izvozvo.
In the rurals, you can preach and they don't worry about time.
Izvamuri kutaura izvozvo, pamwe vanenge vasi kutoverenga zvavo, but
they don't have quotations to refer. Whatever you say, they receive it.
But kana tiri kuJerusarema manje.
But when we are in Jerusalem, they want to really see where you are quoting from.
So you must be very, very careful.
Saka unofanira kunyatsochenjerera zvauri kuparidza.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka zvatinogona kunga taparidza in a few minutes out there, zvinogona kuzotora mahours panapa.
So what I can preach a few minutes out there, I can take hours here.
Kwete kuti tichiwanyepera.
Not that I will be lying to them, no.
But vanenge vari kutitora in good faith.
But they will be receiving the minister's words in good faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Ishe vakuitirei zvakanaka.
May God bless you.
Tida kuverenga two portions of scripture.
Tida kuverenga zvikamu zviviri zvemagwaro.
Luke 4.
Luke chapter 4.
Verse 16.
Verse 16.
And 1 John chapter 2.
Yeah, 1 John chapter 2.
And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
Akasvika paNazareta paakanga arererwa, akapinda musinagoge nomusi weSabata sezvaaisiita, akasimuka kuti arave.
And there was given unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written.
Akapiwa bhuku yemuprofita Isaiah. Zvino wakati apetenura, akawana pakanyorwa panoti,
the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Mweya washe uri pamusoro pangu, nokuti wakandizodza kuti ndiparidzire varombo evhangeri. Wakandituma kuti ndizivise vakatapwa kusunungurwa kwavo, namapofu kuti vaonezve, ndiregedze vakatsikirirwa.
1 John chapter 2.
Tsamba yeJohani yekutanga chitsauko 2.
Verse 27.
Ndima 27.
But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him.
Kana murimi, kuzodzwa kwamakagamuchira kwaari kunogara mamuri. Hamufaniri kuti mudzidziswe nemunhu, asi kuzodza kwake, sezvakunokudzidzisai pamusoro pezvinhu zvose, kuri kwezvokwadi, dzisati dziri nhema, sezvakakudzidzisai, garai maari. Amen.
Ishe waropafadze kuverengwa kweshoko ravo.
May the Lord bless the leading of his word.
We can just bow our heads once more.
Ngatikotamisei misoro medu zvakare.
Heavenly Father, we want to commit the scriptures that we have read into your hands, that you anoint them. And Lord, Heavenly Father, may you break the bread that is in these scriptures so that we can benefit. We pray, Lord, Heavenly Father, as I present myself over to you, that you can take over and use this body as you see fit. And also, Lord, Heavenly Father, the same with my brothers and sisters. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
tinogona kugara zviri pasi.
You may be seated.
We want to talk on the importance of the anointing of God upon the believer.
Ndakutaura pamusoro pekukosha kwechizoro chaMwari pamusoro pemutendi.
Amen.
Amen.
It is very important to have the right anointing for whatever you have to do.
Zvakakosha kuti uve nechizoro chakafanira pane zvose zvaunenge uchida kuita.
We are seeing the Lord Jesus Christ here is saying the Lord God has anointed me.
Tirikuona apa Ishe Jesu Kristu vari kuti Jehovha Mwari vandizodza.
And he lists the different things that he has been anointed to do.
Obva vanyatso kutsanangura zvose zvavakazodzerwa kuti vaite.
To preach the gospel to the poor.
Kuparidza evangeri kune vakarasika.
So it means you need an anointing to be able to preach the gospel.
Zvinoreva kuti unoda chizoro kuti ukwanise kuparidza vangeri.
He has sent me to heal the broken hearted.
Vakandituma kuti ndizivise vakatapwa.
So for you to be able to deliver healing to the people, it means you need the right anointing for that.
Kuchikwanise kuunza shoko rinodzikinura vakatapwa zvinoreva kuti unoda chizoro chakafanira.
To preach deliverance to the captives.
Kuunza rusununguro kune vakatapwa.
Here we have been tanga tichitaurirana pamusoro pevanhu varoda kuno paridzirwa vakasungwa vari muusungwa.
So here we are talking about the preaching to the people in the prisons
on the physical
panyama.
But there are people who are captives on the spiritual.
Pane vanhu vakatapwawo pamweya.
You need the right anointing to be able to preach so that people will get delivered.
Unoda chizoro chakafanira kuti ukwanise kuparidza kuti vanhu
vavadzikinwa. When Peter preached on the day of Pentecost.
Petro paakaparidza pazuva rePentecost.
The preaching was so anointed.
Kuparidza kwake kwaivo kwakazodzwa chaizvo.
Until it broke the hearts of people.
Kusvikira kwakabaya moyo yevanhu.
And people really came for to be delivered.
Vanhu vakatouya kwaari kuti toda kudzikinurwa.
Because the preaching was anointed for that.
Nekuti kuparidza kwake kwanga kwakazodzerwa izvozvo.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Kuparidza gore rekugamuchirwa kwashe.
All these things are what was the reason for the anointing that was on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Zvose izvi ndozvanga zviri chikonzero chakanga chawira chizoro chaive pana Ishe.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And us also, whatever we do in life,
kunyange nesuo chero chii chatinoita muupenyu,
you need the right anointing for you to be able to do correctly what you are trying to do.
Unoda chizoro chakafanira kuti unyatsoita nemazvo chaizvo chese chauda kuita.
Otherwise, if you do that without the right anointing, whatever you're doing will be in vain or it won't benefit anyone.
Ukaita zvauri kuita usina chizoro chakafanira, zvauri kuita hazvina munhu wazvichabatsira.
So an anointing is specific for the whatever needs to be done.
Saka chizoro chakafanira nebasa rose rida kuitwa.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I think on the natural we all know we have computers.
Panyama tinoziva kuti tese tine makombiyuta.
A computer can only do according to the programs that are in it.
Computer inokwanisa kungoshanda bedzi zvichienderana neprogramu iri mairi.
It will not do anything outside of what it has been programmed to do.
Computer haigone kuita zviri kunze kwezve zviri muprogramu iri mairi.
When we first learned about computers way back there,
patakatanga dzidzidza nezvemakombiyuta kareko.
Not these days when our little ones now have computers.
Kwete zvemazuva ano kuti kana kamwana kadiki kane makombiyuta yako.
I saw computer for the first time, I think I was doing almost A level.
Ndakatanga kuona kombiyuta yekutanga ndofunga ndiri kuita form 6.
And you know, we were really looking at it as something, you know, which was so strange and which, you know,
tichita kushamisika takaitarisa nechimwe chinhu chetechnology.
And we were told that this thing can do anything.
Tikaudzwa kunzi chinhu ichi chinokwanisa kuita chero chaunoda.
So we would, you know, believe that, you know, once you punch anything there, it can tell you everything that you want.
Saka takatozvitenda kuti ukangobaya ipapo inogona kukudza chero chaunoda.
But you know, with the time we then learned that, you know, it is a question of the programs that have been put in that machine.
Mukufamba kwenguva takazodzidza kuti aiwa zvinongoenderana nekuti iprogram ipi yaiswa mucomputer iyoyo.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the anointing is what helps you to do what you want to do.
Saka chizoro ndochinokubatsira kuti uite zvauda kuita.
You know, on the natural,
panyama,
when this body is growing,
kana mutumbi uno uchikura,
there are certain things that it cannot do.
Pane zvimwe zvisingakwanisi kuitwa nemuviri uno.
At certain times, but it can do at other times.
Pane imwe rimwe zera, asi unokwanisa kuzviita pane rimwe zera.
In God, in his wisdom,
Mwari muuchenjeri hwavo,
he has put substances or chemicals in the body called hormones.
Vakaisa machemicals kana kuti vanonzi ma hormones.
Which will cause the body to do or behave in a certain way.
Anokonzeresa kuti muviri wedu uzvibate neimwe nzira.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you will find a child as they grow. They may not be able to do certain things. But at a certain age, their bodies will produce some hormones. Those hormones are to cause them to be able to do certain things which they were not able to do previously.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
I visited a banana farm at one time. When we got there, we were really thinking we were going to have a field day eating bananas. Because we were told that they were ripe now. So when we went into the field, we saw people harvesting. And yet there was not even one banana which was yellow. And yet we were told these bananas are now ripe. And they would take them to the factory. Then they told us, if we want to have these bananas to get ripe, on its own, the banana has been made in such a way that when it is about to get ripe, it produces a chemical called ethylene. And that chemical, if it is produced by one banana, one finger, it will then affect the next
banana.
And the whole bunch will get ripe. Because of that chemical which is released. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I want you to just get the understanding, you know, because it's similar to what we are talking about, the anointing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The devil does the same thing also. He can anoint a person. Who can then anoint the other person. That's why the scripture says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the company of the wicked. Because when the wicked are doing their things, they've got an anointing. And if you get in amongst them, that anointing will jump onto you. Then you start doing the things that they are doing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are told in the scripture, when Saul went to look for the lost donkeys, he arrived at a certain place where there was a company of prophets. And at this company of prophets, you know, they were prophesying. Because the anointing that was upon them was the anointing of prophets. And they were prophesying according to the anointing that was upon them. And when he saw who was not a prophet, went in amongst them. He was called by the same anointing. Then he also started prophesying. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We were told by Brother Billy Paul.
Takaudzwa na Brother Billy Paul.
In his testimony, I think.
Muchapupu chavo.
About a certain incident where when Brother Branham went to a certain place.
Pane chime chiitiko apo Brother Branham vakaenda kune imwe nzvimbo.
And you know they'd gone for some meetings.
Vakangavaenda
ikoko. And he had some brothers with him.
Kusangano vaine hama dzavaine
navo. And they went to book at a certain hotel.
Vakaenda kunobuka ime hotel.
Brother Branham was in a different room.
Brother Branham vanga vari
mune imwe imba. And these two brothers went into booked a certain room.
Idzi hama idzikaenda mune imwe imbawo.
And these two brothers, They knew Brother Branham very well.
Vainyatsozira Brother Branham chaizvo.
This is our brother.
Kuti hama yedu.
This is a prophet of God.
Muprofita waMwari.
But what surprised them?
Asi chakavashamisa.
From the rooms that they were in,
kubva mudzimba dzavaive vari,
you know, they started having very funny thoughts.
Vakatanga kuve nemamwe mafungiro mamwe asinga.
Both of them started believing that this is Jesus.
Vari vaviri hama idzi vakatanga kufunga kuti Brother Branham ndi Jesu.
And yet they knew very well. They had walked with Brother Branham and they knew he's our brother, he's a prophet.
Asi vaitonyatsozira Brother Branham zvakanaka. Vaitoziva kuti muprofita wedu hama yedu.
But they had this kind of, you know, funny feeling.
Asi vakangotanga kuve nemanzwiro aya asinga.
Until they had to go and confess to Brother Branham.
Kusvikira vakatoenda kutonoreurura kuna Brother Branham.
And Brother Branham told them.
Brother Branham vakavaudza.
He says, "Do you know the reason?"
Munoziva chikonzero chakonzera izvi.
In the room that you booked.
Muimba yamakabhuka.
The people who were booked in there before you went in yourself.
Vanhu vakanga vari kugara muimba iyo imi musati mabhukamo.
This is what they think.
Ndoma ayo mafungiro avo.
And because you went into the same room.
Nekuti imi makabhuka muimba imwe chete.
And you did not.
Uye hamuna kunamata.
Well, it's me who is saying you did not pray.
Ini ndinda kuti hangu hamuna kunamata.
You then caught up in the anointing which was upon these people who left the room.
Imi makazobatwa nechizoro chakasiwa nevanhu vakakatanga vakakutangirai kugara
mumba. That's why it is very important when you travel.
Ndosaka zvakakosha kuti pese paunofamba.
When you get into a hotel,
ukapinda muhotera.
You get into a room,
ukapinda mune imba.
Before you open the shower,
usati wavhura shower.
Before you open whatever use, whatever facility,
usati wambotanga kana kushandisa
chinhu. You must first of all pray.
Unofanira kutanga wanamata.
And cast the demons.
Wodzinga madimoni.
Amen.
Amen.
Room yaunenge wabhuka iyoyo pamuhotel yakavakwa kuma 1960.
This room that you have booked, maybe the hotel was built in 1960.
It has been used probably by 1,000 something people who have used that same room.
Pamwe yashandiswa vanhu vanodarika 1,000 imba imwe chete.
Vamwe vanoroya.
Some are witches.
Vamwe vanoba.
Some are thieves.
Vamwe vanoita upombwe.
Some are adulterers.
And zvizuru izvozvo zvinosaririra manje.
And those anointings remain in that room.
Kana zvasaririra,
if they remain,
whoever comes into that room,
ani nani anopinda muimba imwe chete,
as you use the facilities,
muchishandisa imba iyoyo,
zvinojambukira pauri,
it will anoint you.
Brother Branham speaks why I'm praying for the sick.
Brother Branham anotaura mumharidzo yekuti sei ndichinamata.
Paragraph E6. Ndiri kutanga mukati imomo. He said, yes, yet I think tomorrow night we are going to get to a large auditorium somewhere.
Ndinotenda kuti mangwana tichaona auditorium yakakura kune imwe nzvimbo.
And these little church meetings is kind of hard to get to the people.
Michechi midiki yemichechi musangano yemachechi madiki inonetsa kuti vanhu vese vauye.
Yet I would rather have a meeting in a church than anywhere.
Asi ndingada hangu kuita musangano muchechi kudarika imwe nzvimbo.
No matter how lovely the auditorium is.
Zvisinei kuti auditorium yakanaka
sei. There is always worldly amusements and things go on there.
Munogara muine mafare enyika nezvinhu zvinoitikamo.
You may kinda class me to be a fanatic when I say this.
Munogona kunditi mupengereki kana ndikataura izvi.
Absolutely evil spirits hang in those places.
Pachokwadi mweya yakaipa inogara mumaauditorium iwayo.
That's right, and I don't know whether you believe it or not.
Handizivi kuti munozvitenda here.
But it's the truth.
Asi ichokwadi.
And in churches you find Christ.
Asi mumachechi unoona Kristu.
Ndosaka zviri unonzwa zviri nani kana even uri wega isombotizwa reservice kuti ukanzwa kuti uda kunamata wouya hako munomu. Because there is a spirit of Christ in here.
That's why it's always important that even if you feel want to pray, you can come here into the tabernacle. There's always the spirit of Christ.
Pane kuenda manga muchiitirwa madhindindiro zvirobva kuti hanhasi hamuna wanhu regai ndidini ndimbonamata Mwari munomu.
Than to go to a hall where there's been worldly entertainment and try to pray there.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In the Bible, we hear about there's the story of Ahab in the First Kings chapter 22.
In the Bible, Ahab in First Kings chapter 22.
And verse 20 says, "And the Lord said, 'Who shall persuade Ahab? That he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead.'"
Kuti aende Ramoth Gilead.
And one said on this manner, and another on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also, go forth and do so. So this spirit,
saka mweya uyu,
a lying spirit,
mweya wokunyepa.
You know, madimoni aasiri anongoita zvese zvese.
Demons don't just do everything.
Madimoni, you know, akangofanana nawo, you know, if we are taking the natural munhu ane zvaanoita, uyu anoita ichi, uyu anoita ichi, uyu anoita ichi.
Demons, if we would take it on the natural kunge vanhu, they don't do everything. They do things which are different, like people are different from one another. That's why you hear people say, oh, that drunkard.
You know.
He does, he's not an adulterer. But people know him that he loves his beer so much.
Saka, lying is a spirit.
Saka, kunyepa mweya.
For you to be able to lie, you need a special capacitator.
Saka, kuti yo kwanze kutaura nema.
You need, if it were a computer, you need a special application for you to be able to lie.
Dayanga iri computer, Titans, tinofana kutanga ta load application yacho.
Yes, you just don't lie.
Aungo tange ngonyepa.
There is a spirit, a demon, which causes people to lie.
Pane mweya kana kuti demon rinokonzera kuti vanhu vanyepe.
Brother Branham, in question and answer, say.
Brother Branham, mumubvunza nemhinduro vanoti.
Page 490, and they put a lie detector on you, and you try to confess to the best of your knowledge, the best that you can make it, just so nice and smoothed over, you didn't do such a thing, a criminal. That lie detector will turn right back and say you are lying.
Lie detector inokubata kuti iwe uri kureva nhema.
Lie detector mushina chaiwo chaiwo. Kaka machine.
This is just a machine.
Kanoiswa pauri.
It is put on you.
Iwotauri.
And you speak.
Ukataura nhema.
If you lie.
Kano flika flika utari uyepo.
It will flick flick.
Hazvichamisiri.
Doesn't it surprise you?
Ka machine.
A machine.
It's like tatora phone but takuisira apa.
In the
application, check out
and it has got this application to check whether you are telling the truth or you are lying. If you lie, then it will show a certain light.
So what happens?
What is it? What is this machine detecting?
That lie detector will turn right back and say you are lying.
Lie detector,
is the vibration of your nerves that they pick on that lie detector.
Hanzi, kufamba kuno ita tsinga zako, ndo kuno batuwa ni mkamishina.
Unokuna utinye pera, isisa ati goni kuona manchi.
You might lie to us because we might not see.
But pa uno nyepa.
But when you lie.
Pane zvinoitika kubody yako physical.
There is a reaction that happens to your body panyama chaipo.
Because Brother Branham is saying.
Brother Branham arikuti.
Man was not made to lie.
Muna anaku gadzirwa kuti
ataure nhema. His original beginning.
Pa siku akake kwa mavambo.
So make up ye munhu manje.
So the man, the way man was made,
you are not made to lie.
Auna kusikwa kuti ugo.
When you lie,
pa unotaura nhema.
You cause certain contradictions in your own body.
Pane zvinhu zvinotanga kupesana mumuviri mako.
Which a lie detector can pick.
Zvinokwanisa kutozikanwa nekamushina aka.
Now,
what if a lie detector can tell that you are
lying?
How about all the people whom you lie to?
You can lie to a man. But you can't lie to God. Amen.
Amen.
Saka, in a body a moon.
Saka mumumiri we munu.
Mune certain arrangement of his, don't know, cells or whatever.
There's certain arrangements that God made on the cells and
when
everything.
When you lie, you cause certain things to start doing or happening in a different way.
Unokonzera kuti zvimwe zvinhu zviri kuitika mukati memuviri wako zvitange kurwisana.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But for you then to be able to lie.
Asiyo kuti ukwanise kugona
kutaura
nema.
It takes a special anointing.
Zvinototora chimwe chizoro chakatotsaurwa.
To come upon you.
Kuti chiuye pauri.
To give you that ability to be able to lie.
Chikupe kukwanisa uku kwekugona kureva nema.
Profita akataura kuti kuenda kugehena kunotoda gamba.
The prophet said going to hell it really takes a real man.
You need a hero to go to hell.
Unotoda gamba kuti uende kugehena.
Because makeup yemunhu yakagadzirwa nesechi wei kuti ka hazvifani kutomboita izvozvo kungoda kuita that way makeup yemunhu inenge chimurambidza.
Because the way man was made is impossible for him to lie and even to do things that will make him to go to
but
hell.
When you force yourself to do that
asuka zvimanikidza kuti uite zvinhu izvi
then you are really contradicting your makeup.
Uri kutopesana nemasikirwo awakaitwa.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Mweya waJehovha uri
pandiri. He has anointed me.
Wandizodza.
To preach the gospel to the poor.
Kuparidza vhangeri kuvarombo.
He has anointed me.
Wandizodza.
To heal the broken hearted.
Kupodza vakaodzwa.
To preach deliverance to the captives.
Kuparidza
and recovery of sight to the blind.
Nekuti mapofu aonezve.
Ukagara padhuze nemunhu ari kurara.
If you sit close to a man who is a person who is dozing.
Munozvo zvinoitika.
Do you know what happens?
Munenge musakana kutombogunzana.
Probably you are not touching each other.
But kurara kwako.
But you're sleeping.
Kunobva kwatanga kuanointa the next person.
Who anoint the person seated.
Obva atanga kurara sezvauri kuita iwewe.
And the person will start to sleep like what you are doing.
Saka chizvino chichitika.
So what will really be happening?
The anointing is very important.
Chizoro chakakosha.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother Branham, there is a very interesting thing Ishawakataura mu spoken word in my new ministry.
Brother Branham has got something interesting that he spoke mu spoken word that is my new ministry.
Which helps us to understand the power of an anointing.
Zvinotibatsira kuti tinzwisise simba rechizoro.
In 1959. He preached this message in my new ministry.
Vakaparidza maridzo yekunzi shumiro yangu itsva.
And he was then describing.
Zvino vakatanga kutsanangura.
You know the events which happened when he went to hunt.
Zvino zvakanga zvaitika pavakanga vaenda kunovhima.
When he created squirrels.
Pavakasika tsindi.
Brother Branham created squirrels.
Brother Branham vakasika tsindi.
How many squirrels did he create?
Vakasika tsindi ngani?
Right. Brother Branham created squirrels.
Brother Branham vakasika tsindi.
Vazhinji vanoziva kuti vakasika tsindi nhatu.
Many people understand that he created 3 squirrels.
That is wrong.
Izvozvo hazvisirizvo.
He created 6 squirrels.
Vakasika tsindi 6.
On 2 different occasions.
Pazviitiko zviviri zvakasiyana.
Amen.
Amen.
Then he's saying, then it was, I got some dates set down here on October the 12th.
Ndakanga ndawana pekugara musi waOctober 12th.
So he went to hunt squirrels in October.
Vakaenda kunovhima tsindi
1959.
Muna October.
Yes. He went to hunt squirrels in October 1959.
Vakaenda kunovhima tsindi muna October 1959.
I will not read all the things because it will take us time.
Handisi kuzoveringa zvese
nekuzvatorera. So I will just pick some of the things that I just want to highlight.
Ndichangotora nhongonya yenyaya yezvandoda kutaura.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he went to preach, he went to hunt in October.
Vakaenda kunovhima muno October.
And he created 3 squirrels.
Vakasika tsindi.
And he went to hunt in November.
Vakaenda kunovhima muna November.
And he created 3 squirrels.
Vakasika dzime tsindi nhatu zvakare.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. On this first expedition,
pakuvhima kwekutanga,
he said on that morning of the 10th.
Hanzi mangwana nemusi wa 10.
We should be then on the 18th the season would close in Indiana.
We
would have no more spirit of hunting. So I said, this will be the last time I will go out. And we would gather a bunch together and I strayed them around the woods. And I went back up into a place where I love to go at Salem. Season was late. Spirits were few. I had been out several times just getting one squirrel at a time. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I sit down between the two trees and propped my feet upon one and leaned up back against the other in the warm sunshine.
I think you can
just follow up because it will jump because
I'm
of time.
Just jumping
because as I sit there under a tree, just got snugged down and the warm sun shining on me, something said, if you say to this mountain, be thou plucked and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things that you said will come to pass, you can have what you have said.
One scripture
for a long time.
This scripture was bothering him for a long time.
If you say to this mountain,
be
thou plucked and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, and but believe those things that said you will come to pass, you can have what you said. So as he was just relaxing, he started thinking about this. Paragraph 34. Then I begin to think of it. About what did the prophets, what he did with the prophets. After I was speaking there for a while, inside myself, just thinking, till I become so conscious of something near, till I was talking to someone.
He started
thinking. But
then he discovered he was speaking to someone.
That's the difference between Benzi, Nemun are very spiritual, and the difference actually very close.
There is a thin line that separates a mad person and a person who has got faith.
Wanga wari kufunga.
He was just thinking.
As he was thinking,
wari kufunga,
those things were becoming like a reality.
Zinu zvakatanga kuita semazvo
kwazvo. And he ended up akutotaura.
And vakapedzisira
zvinhu zvatanga zviri pfungwa.
What started in the
until
mind?
Until he could not really tell what was starting
until it was difficult for him to differentiate between the reality and the thought. You have seen people who are mad and speak to themselves. You will be walking. So is it really true that my aunt really scolded me? It's just a
thought.
It starts as a thought.
As they start over atanga kutaura kana kupindura tete waye kuti handiti zvakadaro
here. And he starts to think out loudly and he starts to say no.
Until
over
as,
my
as,
dead body.
As the process goes on.
Ari kuenda mberi nekufunga.
Anozoguma akutenda zvekutotaura chaiko chaiko.
He ends up speaking to himself.
And he tells us in it.
No, over my dead body. No.
Achino papa chitoenda achitotaura, you know, ari ega.
He or she is speaking to himself going along the road.
Zvari kufunga zvaguma zva a reality chaiko chaiko.
What he was thinking now is reality.
Brother Branham watanga wachifunga.
Brother Branham started, it started as a thought.
Waguma wakutozvitaura manje.
And he started speaking.
Right. So I realized I was talking to someone.
Right.
Paragraph 35. And as I was sitting there, just for a moment or two, thinking on this, I got myself talking to someone. And I heard something say what you will and it will come to pass. Something moved back and say what you will and it shall be given to you.
You
know, what is happening?
Then I started thinking, Lord, are
you
changing my ministry?
A real, deep, sweet anointing of the Holy Spirit raised me off of my feet.
Hanzi pakarepo chizoro chakasimba chinotapira chemwana patsoka dzangu.
And say it.
Chikati.
Say what you will.
Taura chaunoda.
And it shall be given unto you.
Chichapuwa kwauri.
I stood there amazed.
Ndakamira hapo ndichishamiswa.
It left me.
Saka paswa papandiri.
I did nothing.
Ndanga ndisina chandinacho.
Saka pawanga wachitaura kudaro.
So when he was talking,
an anointing came.
Pane chizoro chakauya.
Ndobva yawazodza.
And it anointed him.
Chikati say it.
Zvikanzi taure.
Iwe ndobva waita kunga wati, you know, because this was the first thing for him. It was like something chitori was strange.
And Brother Branham doubted because it was new to him.
Zvikanzi, well, what could I do?
Zvikati zvinondoitei.
There's no sick people here.
Hapana vanorwara
pano. There's nothing here.
Hapana chiripo.
I'm in the woods.
Ndiri musango.
Paauzwa kunzi say what you will.
When he was told, taura chaunoda.
Iwo wakutanga kufunga kuti hapana vanorwara pano.
He started thinking there are no sick people here.
And yet that anointing was responding to his need.
Asi chizore changa chiri kuya.
Because he wanted squirrels.
Nekuti vaida tsindi.
And there were no squirrels.
Kwanga kusina tsindi.
Pawanga watozenda mahau pamuti inyaya kuti vari kushaiwa squirrels.
So when he went to rest under the trees because he could not
find squirrels. And the anointing comes.
Chizoro chikauya.
To cause him to speak.
Kuvakonzera kuti
vataure. So that the squirrels can come.
Kuti pasikwe tsindi.
Brother Branham wanga ine mweya mutsvene.
Brother Branham hated the Holy Spirit.
All this time
he was speaking these things here,
but
the Holy
Spirit. But we are an anointing.
But they came chime chizoro.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I stood there a little bit. I thought, what did he say?
Ndikamira po kekanguwa ndikati ati iko.
Right. The guy in the jump is
shakati. Let me just skip.
Paragraph E38.
Paragraph E38.
He said, so I sat down.
Hanzi ndakagara pasi.
Right. Further down. So I sat down.
Ndakagara pasi.
Just in a moment.
Pakarepo.
Here come that I call it super anointing.
Chakadzoka zvakare. Chandinoti chizoro chipamusoro.
Swept over me.
Chikauya pandiri.
And I was almost off my feet.
Ndakatoita kunge ndichasumudzwa
netsoka dzangu. And say what you will.
Chikati taura
zvaunoda. And it shall be given unto you.
Chichapuwa kwauri.
I looked through the woods until I found another tree some 50 yards away.
Had
a lot of bush in it. Had a lot of bush in it. Praise the Lord. Well, to cut the long story short. Alright. Tikadzika further down, paragraph E39. He says, Wakabva wazotaura kuti ngapawe nesquirrel apo, ngapawe nesquirrel.
Then he spoke, let there be a squirrel there, let there
and
be a squirrel.
And I know more than said that till out that limb went the red squirrel.
Ndakanga ndataura izvi kusvikira tsindi tsuku.
Stood and looked at the farmers.
Yakamira apo yakatarisa.
God is my judge standing here.
Mwari ndiye mutongi
wangu. I shot the squirrel.
Ndakapfura tsindi.
Went over and picked it.
Ndikaenda
kunoitora. And walked through the woods till I was way hours past picking the boys up.
Ndakafamba nemusango kusvika ndakanda kunosangana nevamwe vahama dzanga dzichivhima.
To see if they even be one more anywhere and there wasn't, then I come home and told you about it.
Kusvika kuti nditsvage kuti pane here vanga vaona imwe ndikazouya kumba ndikakuudzai pamusoro pazvo.
Ukazoerenga event yatirikutaura pamusoro
pazvo. If you read about this event that we have just read,
Brother Branham wanted squirrels.
Brother Branham vaida tsindi.
God brought a special anointing.
Mwari vakaunza chime chizoro
chakatsaurwa. Yangowazodza.
And it anointed Brother
Branham.
And it was, you said, speak.
And whatever you said under that anointing.
Chero chavakataura vari pasi pechizoro.
It happened.
Zvakaitika.
Wakataura tsindi nhatu dzikauya tsindi nhatu.
He spoke three squirrels into existence and they appeared.
And then, paragraph E40, on November the 7th. That was the second expedition. I was down in Kentucky. I was with Brother Woods, brother-in-law, standing there, Charlie Knox. Charlie Cox standing
Charlie
there
Cox.
At the pilaster and with Brother Tony Zabel.
Now Brother Tony Zabel.
One of the deacons here at the church. And he is somewhere. Brother Tony Zabel and also Brother Banks Wood.
Brother Tony Zabel
and we were in the mountains hunting.
tanga tiri mumakomo tichivhima
ndobva vangoita semazuva ese ndobva vaseparata uyo bvaiyo voenda nekwavo.
And like always they went into their teams and separated themselves.
Praise the Lord. And as I started into the woods, the squirrels were very scarce.
Pandakatanga kufamba musango manga musina tsinde.
The leaves deep on the ground.
Mashizha akazara pasi.
And I started up into the woods.
Ndakatanga kufamba
kupinda musango. And something said to me.
Chime chinhu chikati
kwandiri. How many squirrels do you want this morning?
Uri kuda tsindi ngani mangwana nehanasi?
Well, I said, well, I've got 114 this year.
Zvino ndakati ndakabata
117. I said, if I had three more, it would make 120.
Zvino
that would make just an even number to stop on.
Zvino vazvandiita kuti ndive nenhamba dzekuti ndichimira.
And another thing, it would give me six to take home.
Zvino vazvandipa tsindi six dzekuenda nadzo kumba.
Which I love them better than any meat there is to eat.
Ini ndinofarira nyama yetsindi kudarika imwe nyama
yese. I walked on up through the woods a little further.
Ndakafamba kupinda mutsango ndichidzika mukati.
He said, something said.
Chime chinhu chekati.
Say to it.
Taura kwachiri.
Speak the three squirrels.
Taura tsindi nhatu.
And you will have it.
Dzivepo uchava nadzo.
I said, that's happened once.
Ndikati zvakamboitika kai.
I saw, I stood by the side of a little tree late in the afternoon on the side of a ridge.
Ndakamira pedyo nemumwe kamuti kadiki.
And that anointing comes so great.
Chizoro chakauya nesimba
guru. Till I could hardly stand on the ground.
Kusvikira ndakatadza kumira pasi.
And said, speak.
Chizoro chikati
taura. What you say, don't doubt and you can have what you said.
Taura zvaunoda usapokane uchava nezvose
zvawataura. I said, I shall get three squirrels.
Ndikati ndichava netsindi.
He said, where will they come from?
Zvikanzi zvichabva
nekupi. I said, one will come from that way.
Ndikati imwe ichabva
nenzira iyo. One from that way.
Imwe ichabva
nenzira iyo. And one from back this way.
Imwe ichabva nekumashure.
I made it radical.
Ndakazviita nenzira yakadaro.
God don't care how radical that it seems.
Mwari havana basa kuti
zvakaoma sei. He is God of circumstance.
Ndimwari vanotonga mamiriro ezvinhu.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And while I stood there for a few minutes, I could hear no shooting around from the rest of the boys around anywhere.
Ndakanzwa kuti hakuna kupfuura kwaitika kuna vamwe vakomana vanga vaenda.
Right, the candidate dzike pasasi bishan.
See, go
God has a way of bringing things to you.
Mwari vane nzira yekuti
making you sure what you are talking about.
Kuti ugutsikane nezvauri kutaura
nezvazvo. That anointing
chizore ichi
was off of me then.
Chakabva pandiri ipapo.
Saka chaiuya chizoro chotobva.
It will come.
He could tell that it's off.
Voto kwanza kuziva kuti chizoro
chaenda. He could tell kuti chauya.
And you could tell that it is here.
And pachanga chauya zvakatotaura anda aitoziva kuti izvi hazvikoni.
When the anointing came and whatever he spoke, it will always happen.
Well, I waited and watched this way for about an hour.
Ndakamirira ndakatarisa nzira yekwe hour.
Nothing happened.
Hapana chakaitika.
You know, Mwari vano testa kana kutraina vanhu vavo.
God tests or trains his people.
Wakataura tsindi diri.
He spoke three squirrels.
Imwe ndaende papa, imwe ndaende papa, imwe ndaende papa.
Let this other one come this way and that way from the back.
Imwe without time ndobva yatouya.
Then the other one pasina nguva
yakavai. Ndobva wairowa ndobva toinonga.
And he shot it and he went and picked it up.
Ndobva atomboita mistake.
And he made a mistake.
Yekungofunga kuti ichauya futi papa.
And he thought it would come the same way.
Vakanganwa kuti ndataura kuti imwe pano,
imwe apa, imwe apa. That way and that way.
Ubva onakidzwa nepo wanga waishutira kuti haso yechipiri ndofunga yada kuya.
And he was enjoying the second screen coming the same way.
Ndofunga katiri wachipotsa.
He shot three times and missed.
Which was unusual.
Saka sema mbo wanzoitika.
Brother was a marksman.
Brother Branham vaive mupfura
ndudzi. And vaipfura zisu chero chero.
And you always shoot on the eye.
But ipapo vakapodza vakapfura vakaona vakwidza kumusoro kwezindi kudai.
And he missed this.
Vakapfura vadzikisa pasi pezindi kudai.
And he went below and he missed again.
Kusvika zvazoklika kuti ndatinofanha kuya nekuno.
And until it clicked to him that
under the anointing that inoya nekuno.
It must come this way.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And manzwa kuti wakaita 1 hour.
It took him 1 hour waiting.
1 hour isinyore.
It's not easy to wait for 1 hour.
Pane imwe time wakatombofunga kuti hatu dzinoita hadzichirigani kuita.
At one time he thought that two are enough.
Zvikanzi inga wataura kuti three.
And the voice said, you said three squirrels. You can't go without having
under
three.
The anointing, which is very special.
You
say three. What
in
and shall we have three?
And the three squirrels are coming.
Wait.
Mirira.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I thought surely if that is the Holy Spirit that is telling me those things, it will be just exactly. Because when the anointing was on me, I spoke that way. And it will have to be that way. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, was Ofura this three?
After he had shot all the three
squirrels.
Now it was getting late.
So Pawanga pick up the spirit.
So he was
he
going
could
to
not
pick
get
up
the third one.
Avana kuzo kwanza kuwana.
Bani chachakaita kunge chigutsa here pawanga yapinda and he could not see properly.
There was like a stump where that squirrel had got into.
I know. I think he knows it's okura mangua.
And he said, maybe I can come
then
back.
Then he went
tomorrow.
Home. I mean, to the brothers.
Deva waenda kuhama.
Washika kwakwine my brother.
When he got to the brothers.
You know, my brother testimony is
then he started to relate the testimony to the brothers. And the brothers were happy. When they were going to sleep, then he asked one of the
brother
deacons,
Tony Zabel.
Brother Tony Zabel.
You can see Tina Matire.
May you pray for us. It's not closing with a word of prayer. May you please pray for us.
Many
people
will
say,
may
you close for us with a prayer. Just to pray. Just to pray, not to close
Amen.
With a prayer.
Now, I don't say this to conflict or to hate Brother Tony.
And Taure is
one of the finest gentlemen, Christian gentlemen that I know of.
But
just to show you how the Lord works. Tony in his prayer that night.
Says,
Lord, God, let it be known to us that our brother is telling us the truth. That tomorrow he will find the squirrel in the stump. And
when he said that,
Brother Bram
was troubled.
I never said, now get this. I never said I would find a squirrel in a stump under the anointing.
And nakumboti ndichawana tsindi pasi pechigutswa ichi ndiri pasi pechizoro.
Hakuna anointing yakauya ikapa provision yekuti ukaenda uchaona tsindi iri muchigutswa muyo.
There was no anointing that came and gave him provision.
Saka ndikaenda ikokoka hapana assurance yekuti ndichanoiona.
So when I go there is no assurance that I will find.
But hama yana mataikati kana hama yedu yaenda kuti tiyese kubata kuti ataura chokwadi ichaona tsindi iri muchigutswa chayo.
Lord, if our brother is telling the truth, let him find the squirrel in the stump.
Brother says, I never said I would find a squirrel in a stump under the anointing.
Brother,
under the anointing, I said I will shoot up on the papo ne apple, and that was provided for.
That
I
will find it.
It now
needs another anointing.
I said I shot the squirrel. Of course I didn't get the squirrel. Because if I did, that would have made more than I said. Just exactly what I had said under that anointing. That's what God produced. So I didn't say nothing about it.
But
it troubled me.
So tomorrow as they went out,
and he was ungonetseka manje.
He was still troubled.
Kuti of course ndichada kuzonocheka tsindi yangu kana
ndakuda kuzvi. I want to go and check that squirrel.
But ndikaishaiwa manje.
What if I don't find it?
Hama dzichapunga kuti ndakaita sei?
The brother who think that I lied.
Paragraph 51. And I went on.
Ndakaenda.
Something drove me on. And I went walking up through the woods.
Ndakafamba nemasango ndichivhima.
I kept thinking.
Ndakaramba ndichifunga.
What if that squirrel isn't in there? He gave me his hunting knife so that I could cut the hole bigger.
Vakandipa bangara were kuvhima kuti ndinogadzira ziburi zihombe.
Now, brother Tony, man.
Brother Tony.
To make sure that brother Branham vachanotora sindi yavo.
To make sure that brother now will get his squirrel.
Tikanzi mati mimi papa rikunetsa kuzopinza ruoko kuti muitore handi.
That you had problem getting your hand to take the squirrel.
Banga rangu.
Now you can take my hunting knife.
Tikana mazoenda iko kumanje.
So that when you go to that
munozo kucheka cheka kuti muyaze kutora sindi.
You help yourself to cut a bigger hole so you can reach.
So as brother was moving around.
Bravo, 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 kufamba msango.
He had the knife here, brother Tony.
Vanga vaine banga ra brother Tony sapo.
Apa uri kunetsika kuti ndikasaona iri kutsi.
And then you are troubled. What if I don't find the squirrel?
And something said to me.
Chime chine chikati kwandiri.
If it isn't there.
Kana isipo.
Or if it is in there.
Kana kuti kana iripo.
What makes the difference?
Chino pamusiano chi.
I said.
Ndikati.
He wouldn't believe me. He prayed and said that if we find the spirit, he will know that our brother has told us the truth. So it makes a difference. Not finding it. Now
see the grace of God.
And that great anointing
comes.
And he said,
Chikati.
Just say the squirrel will be up there and you'll get him.
Ingoti chindi change iripo, uchawana iripo. Amen.
I thought surely.
Dikati maziro kwazo.
Lord, surely.
Ishe chokwani.
This will be 7 times straight while this anointing is on me.
Kanenge kake chinomwe.
I said, is that you?
Ndikati ndime here ishe.
He said, say what you will.
Zvikanzi taura zvaunoda.
I said,
ndikati,
I shall find that squirrel.
Ndichanoiwana iripo tsindi.
And the anointing left me.
Chizoro chikuru ichi chikabva pandiri.
Saka anointing yatanguuya kuti ipe incapacitate.
So the anointing just came to give Brother Branham the capacity.
Our squirrel, yeah.
That he might find his squirrel.
So the anointing just came kuti chitaura ndakuzodza chitaura.
So the anointing just came saying, say it.
Ndobva kutaura ndichaiwana.
And Brother Branham say, I will find it.
Kanzi kuti Mwari obva obvisa anointing yawo
find it. The Lord said, it's done. I will remove the anointing.
Ndobva wachitogutsikana kuti haasaka zvara iti.
And Brother Branham was satisfied that it's now okay.
And pawakaenda, he saw it.
And when he went there, he found the squirrel.
Muri kuona power of anointing.
Now do you see Simba rechizoro?
When he later went,
pavakazoendapo pamberi,
vakazotanga kutaura testimony vari kuana Sister Hetirite.
And started to relate this testimony to Sister Hetirite.
He was telling the brothers.
Vakanga vari kuudza hama.
Kumba kwana Sister Hetirite.
At Sister Hetirite's farm.
Sister Hetirite wanga utori mune kamwe kanenge ka kitchen ka room. Sister Hetirite was
in another room like sort of like a kitchen and listening to the testimony.
Ndobva zvatinyatso kuvabata kuti zvinhu zviri kutaurwa izvi chokwadi.
And she was truly convinced that these things are nothing but the truth.
Tikanzi Brother Branham, ichokwadi chamuri kutaura.
She said, Brother Branham, that is nothing but the truth.
Then Brother Tony Zabel.
Wariwo
wakanga wataura musuya.
The one who had spoke that day.
Kuti Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
With the squirrel muchaioneka kuti hamuna kuiona. This is nothing but the truth.
Kuti squirrel here kana muchai whether you find it or not. Vachataura here kuti ichokwadi.
He would, I suspect he would have benefited.
Did not tend kuti vaifanira nge vakabatsirikana wapa.
But he did not say that.
Asi havana
kuti. But Sister Hetirite.
Asi hanzvadzi.
No, akati no, this is nothing but the truth.
She said ichi ichokwadi, Brother Branham.
She can see, and that is super anointing swept over me.
Hanzi chizoro chikuru chakauya pandiri.
And say it.
Chikati.
Tell Heti that she has found grace in the sight of God.
Kuti awanirwa nyasha pamberi pamwari.
Tell her to ask whatever.
Taurira sister yetu kuti vataure chavanoda.
Whatever she will.
Chero chavanoda.
Then you speak it.
Iwe wachitaura.
By this gift.
Nechipo ichi.
Into existence.
Kuti chivepo.
Whatever she asketh.
Chero chaakumbira.
Speak it into existence.
Chitaure chivepo.
Amen. Ndokubva Brother Branham wataura.
And Brother Branham spoke.
Kuna Sister Hetirite.
To Sister Hetirite.
Kuti taurai zvamuri kuda.
That you say what you will, Sister Heti.
Ini ndine Ndine capacitator yacho pana.
I have got the capacitator here.
Ingotaurai chete tikave pana.
Just speak what you want.
Whatever you say. Ini ndichabva ndangozvitaura under the anointing.
And I will speak under this anointing.
Sister Hedirite wakatomboneseka kuti zvino
problem
ndikumbirei
trying to decide what to say.
Ndakamboda kuadvise kuti ino kana mari kana
chii. Ndakamboda kuti if you want advice.
Kana mune muningina ari kurwara whatever.
Your young sister is on the wheelchair whatever.
Because it was such a great opportunity.
Nekuti wanga ari mukana mukurusa.
I know kuti mese pamunonzwa nyaya iyi.
I know everyone, when you hear about this testimony, you think about all the problems you could have spoken that day.
Despite the fact that mune hama dzisinganamati dzapaifane kukwanisa kutaura uta sister Hetrite.
Zvisinei kuti une hama dzakawanda dzisati dzauya kunashe, like what sister Hetrite did.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
No tender issue.
You know, but todakuda kuti muone kuti anointing.
But I wanted to see
is something which is very, very important.
That an anointing is so important.
And brother, the Lord Jesus Christ, the anointing of the Lord is upon me. Those are why he was.
This is what he meant.
It was an anointing for him to do a list of the things.
Changa chiri chizoro chekuti vaite mabasa esa akanyorwa pana Luke chapter 4.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, if we look in the Bible,
tikatarisa mubhaibheri,
in the church ages,
mumazera emakereke,
because we see where God used again the anointing.
Toona Mwari pavakashandisa zvakare chizoro.
Amen.
Amen.
If you read in Ezekiel chapter 1,
tikaverenga muna Ezekiel chapter 1,
we see God's throne, you know, we see four living creatures.
Tinoona pachigaro chamwari pane zvisikwa zvipenyu zvina.
And my living creatures iwawa, you know, aiwanikwa akatenderedza the throne of God.
And these living creatures were found surrounding the throne of God.
Amen.
Amen.
They were protecting or guarding the throne of God.
Zvanga zvakachengetedza chigaro chamwari.
Right. Revelation chapter 4.
Saka zvarura chitsauko 4.
Spoken word. Revelation chapter 4:2.2, 4.2.
My Revelation series, chapter 4.
Right. Now, paragraph 237. Now, the first throne was in heaven.
Chigaro chekutanga chakanga chiri kudenga.
Judgment seat.
Chigaro chekutonga.
The second throne was in Christ.
Chigaro chechipiri chaive muna
Kristu. The third throne is in man.
Chigaro chechitatu chiri mumunhu.
Mathrone amwari.
These are God's thrones.
First throne in heaven.
Chigaro chekutanga chamwari kudenga.
Second throne in Christ.
Chigaro chechipiri chamwari muna Kristu.
Third throne in man.
Chigaro chechitatu chamwari chiri muvanhu.
God chose a man's heart for his control tower.
Mwari vakasarudza moyo womunhu kuti vave vanotonga.
The devil chose his head for his control tower.
Satan akasarudza musoro womunhu kuti ogare.
God is on his heart.
Mwari ari mumoyo womunhu.
In the heart of man is the throne of God.
Mumoyo womunhu ndochigaro chamwari.
God made his throne in the heart of man.
Mwari vakagadzira chigaro chavo mumoyo wemunhu.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right. Revelation chapter 4:3. Or number 3.
Zakazarwa
tsauko 4:28. Now we are living in another age.
Tikurarama mune chimwe chizvarwa.
I love this age.
Ndinofarira chizvarwa chino.
God has a mercy seat today to be guarded.
Kuti Mwari vane chigaro chenyasha nhasi chinoda kuchengetedzwa.
You believe that?
Munozvitenda here?
Where is the mercy seat found?
Chigaro chenyasha chinowanikwa pi?
In the heart of man.
Mumoyo yevanhu.
Where did it come in the heart of man?
Chakauya sei mumoyo memunhu?
At the day of Pentecost.
Pazuva rePentecost.
When the Holy Ghost, which is God, came into human hearts.
Apo Mweya Mutsvene anova Mwari akauya mumoyo yevanhu.
So what does this mean?
Saka zvinoreve izvi.
The four living creatures.
Zvisikwa zvipenyu zvina.
They guard the throne.
Zvinochengetedza chigaro.
The throne of God.
Chigaro chamwari.
When the throne was in heaven.
Chigaro chamwari pachaiva
kudenga. The four living creatures were guarding the throne.
Zvisikwa zvipenyu zvina zvaichengetedza chigaro ichi.
When the four when the throne was in Christ.
Chigaro chamwari pachanga chamuna Kristu.
The four living creatures were guarding.
Zvisikwa zvipenyu zvina zvaichengetedza chigaro.
When The throne was in men.
Chigaro pachakauya muvanhu.
It means the four living creatures.
Zvinoreva kuti zvisikwa zvipenyu zvina izvi.
Are guarding the heart of man.
Zvinochengetedza moyo wemunhu.
The four living creatures in Ezekiel.
Zvisikwa zvipenyu zvina zvekuna Ezekiel.
Zvazvine four faces.
They had four faces.
The face of a lion.
Chiso cheshumba.
The face of an ox.
Chiso chenzombe.
The face of a man.
Chiso chemunhu.
The face of a flying eagle.
Chiso chechapungu chiri kubhururuka.
Zviri four, each of the four.
Zvese zviri zvina.
Zvazvine four faces.
Chimwe nechimwe chaive ne
zvina. Saka pau four hazvo.
So the four of them.
Zvakatenderedza throne.
Surrounding the throne of God.
It means Baba ine shumba four dzakatenderedza throne.
It means there were four lion faces.
Baba ine four human faces. Zviso zvevanhu zvanga zvakachengetedzwa.
And there were four human faces.
There were four flying eagles.
And there were also zviso zvina zvapungu.
Four oxes. Okay.
Zviso zvina
zvenzombe. Because in each of the four zvanga zviripo.
Nekuti chisikwa chimwe nechimwe chaive nezviso zvina.
Kana chizoro changa chiri ku shumba.
If the anointing was on the lion,
it would mean kuti pane this living creature chiri kushanda chizoro ishumba.
Which means that on a certain living creature, the lion anointing
pane
is working.
On
that one,
pane
the lion anointing.
Ishumba.
All the four of them, the lion anointing.
Amen. Now, you know very well kuti muma seals,
that in the seals,
God was releasing anointings.
Mwari vaitupfunyura zvizoro
on the seven throughout the seven churches
kubudikidza zvizera zvinomwe zvemakereke
and the anointings which were being released
zvizoro zvaitupfunyurwa namwari
it is these four
ndizvo zvina izvi
zvaigadha throne yamwari kudenga
which were protecting the throne
those zvizoro zvimwe chete zvinogadha nekuchengetedza mabelievers across the ages
is the same anointing which protect the believers mumazera ose emakereke.
Because God is in men now.
Nekuti Mwari amumanhu iye zvino.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right. The first seal talks about the white horse. White horse rider.
Chisimbiso chekutanga chinotaura pamusoro pemutashi webhiza jena.
Whom the prophet told us that this is the devil.
Watakaudzwa neprofita kuti ndi diabori.
Who was deceiving people.
Anga ari kunyengera vanhu.
And Brother Bram said, vanhu wakawanda kumasangano waiita mistake yekufunga kuti because he white horse, vanhu anga ari ndi Jesu.
Many scholars in the denomination made a mistake by thinking that because it was white, it was Jesus.
Many Bible theologians throughout the ages thought that this white horse rider symbolizes the Holy Spirit coming forth into the church.
Hanzi mutashi webhiza jena aimira mweya mutsvene uri kuuya mukereke.
But the revelation to the seventh angel
asi chizaruro kumutumwa wechinomwe
proves them wrong.
Wakazvisa pachena kuti
the white horse rider is Satan.
Mutashi webhiza jena
riding through with his false teachings in the early church.
Achitasva nedzidziso yake nemukereke.
Through false prophets and false teachers
kuburikidza nevaprofita.
To deceive the very elect if it were possible.
Neva dzidzisi venhema kuti dai zvaibvira ainyengedza vasanangurwa.
The Bible says
Bible not
when the enemy comes as a flood
kuti muvengi akauya sedutu
God will raise the standard.
Mwari vanosumudza chiyero.
The devil was targeting the throne.
Diabori akanga achida chigaro.
And he wanted to destroy the bride where God was dwelling in.
Aida kuparadza mwenga uvo ndimo munogara Mwari.
So he sends this white horse rider.
Akatuma mutashi webhiza jena.
And God raises a standard.
Mwari vakasumudza chiyero.
What was the standard?
Chiyero chei.
He released an anointing.
Vakapa chizoro.
A lion anointing.
Chizoro cheshumba.
Upon the whole bride.
Pamusoro pemwenga wese.
So as they were living.
Saka mukurarama kwavaita.
What the anointing which was upon them,
chizoro chakanga chiri pavari,
it was causing them to be able to withstand the deceit of the devil.
Chaikonzera mwenga wemukereke yekutanga kuti agone kumisidzana neunyengeri hwaSatani.
Changa chichitwagonesa chizoro chashomani.
What was making them able to stand was the anointing.
It was not good one.
It was not that clever.
The anointing which was upon them.
Chaiwe chizoro, chaiwe chiripa mwenga wepakutanga.
The white horse rider was combated by the lion spirit from God.
Mutaswe biza jena akarwiswa nechizoro chakabva kuna Mwari cheshumba.
Which was the first beast that announced the opening of the first seal.
Chaive chisikwa cheipenyu chekutanga chakazivisa
chizoro chekutanga. Boldness of the preaching of the gospel.
Chimiririra kushingi nekusimba kwekuparidzwa kwevhangeri.
You know, when this anointing came.
Pakauya chizoro ichi.
Pane a messenger who was spearheading.
Pane mutumwa akanga ari kutungamira.
In other words,
nemamwe mashoko,
the lion anointing,
chizoro cheshumba,
when it was made flesh,
pachakaitwa nyama chizoro cheshumba,
kwakafamba murume anonzi Paul.
There came a man called Paul.
Paul was leading this revival iyoyi.
Paulo ndiye aitungamira rumitsiriro.
Under the anointing of the lion.
Pasi pechizoro cheshumba.
And you could see the way he was preaching.
Munogona kuona nemaparidzira aita Paulo.
The boldness that was in his preaching.
Ne ushingi wanga uri mukuparidza kwake.
Fearless.
Asingatye.
He rebuked and rebuked all those who were claiming to be Christians.
Aitsiura nekutsiura vose vaizviti tiri ma
Christians. But we are fake.
Asi vari venhema.
This boldness of Paul.
Ushingi wa Paulo.
Was evident in his preaching.
Why won't you come to Paris?
Such that when we spoke to the Galatians in 1 Galatians verse 8.
Kushika pakuti pakataura neveko
Galatia.
Kunyange isu.
Or an angel.
Kana ngirosa.
From heaven.
Inobva kudenga.
Preach any other gospel.
Ikaparidza ime evangeri.
Unto you.
Kwamuri.
Than that which we have preached.
Yakasiyana neiro rataka
kuparidza. Let him be accursed.
Ngave akatukwa.
Chinotora munhu ushingi wakadaika.
Such boldness takes a man.
Unopfurira ushingi wemunhu akangozvimirira wake.
It is more than a boldness of a man without an anointing.
And believers in that age.
Vatendi vemuchizoro
which he was leading.
Chaanga achitungamira Paulo.
Why the ride on the same anointing which was on the leader?
They were riding upon the same anointing. Yanga iri pamutungwa miri wa Paulo. Wekusatya.
Ndosaka Bible rakazotora muna Revelation 2 verse
2.
I know thy works.
Ndinoziva mabasa ako.
And thy labor. And thy patience.
Nekutsungirira
kwako. And how thou canst not bear them which are evil.
Uye kuti hamukwanisi kutsungirira
nevakaipa. And thou hast tried them.
Uye makavaedza.
Which say they are apostles.
Vanozvidza vaapostori.
And are not.
Ivo vasiri.
And has found them liars.
Mukavaona kuti ndeve nhema.
Hanzi vatendi venguva yaPaul vaimira kutaura kuti tine urombo zvamuri kuparidza izvika. Brother Paul, he did not say this.
The believers in the days of Paul would come to you and square up with you and tell you that Paul never preached what you have preached.
So he had that boldness.
Why when ushingi wakadaro?
And all the believers that were under that anointing, yanga rutungamira iyoyo, they had the same character.
Vatendi vose vanga vari muchizvaro chekutungamirwa naPaulo, vaive nehunhu mumwe chete.
Then came the devil raised the standard.
Diabori akasumudzawo chiyero.
Then he brought a red horse rider.
Akaunza mutaswe bhiza dzuku.
Which we were told by the prophet.
Yatakaudzwa nemuprofita.
Is the same rider.
Hanzi mutaswi mumwe
chete. Changing horses.
Ari kushandura mabhiza.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he was just now changing the tactics by which he was trying to attack the bride.
Anga akungoshandura manomano ake ekurwisa mwenga.
And the red horse, you know, symbolized persecution, tribulation,
matambudziko, kushushwa,
leading to the holy inquisition of Rome.
Zvichisvitsa mukurayiwa kwemakristu
neRoma. It was the time when the Roman church began to persecute the Christians.
Ndiyo nguva apo kereke yeRoma yakatanga
kuuraya. Millions of Christians were burnt at stake.
Mamiriyoni nemamiriyoni emakristu
akapiswa pamatanda. And tortured to death by the Roman Catholic Church. Which included John of Arc and St. Patrick.
Kusanganisira John of Arc na St. Patrick.
Vanhu vakatambudzika.
People were persecuted.
Vanhu vakaurayiwa.
People were killed.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Vanhu vaikandwa muma arena
People were thrown in arenas and the lions were released unto them who had no food for 2 weeks. And they would start to tear apart the people.
But we all was going to give up.
And those people never gave up.
Renounce Christ.
And the person will be told, may you renounce Christ.
What? No.
No.
Jesus
Christ is God.
And
they kill him.
And why Uriah wamu wakataris?
And they would slaughter him
to instill fear
in the face of
so
the other
so that they will renounce Christ.
Kuti vamwe vatendi vatye kuti varambe Kristu.
But Mwari manjeka wanga wa release an anointing.
But God has released an anointing
upon the believers.
Pavatendi.
In such a way.
Nenzira yekuti.
Yekuti munhu aizonzi brother ningi waurayiwa.
Kuti a brother in so and so was slaughtered.
Ototi kuini ndesariri
yangu. I wish it was me.
Oh,
it's good for him. He has died for Christ.
I think Fox Books of Matters about an incident.
We are told in the Fox Books of Matters. Those who in the terrace and there was a man who was seeing the things.
Somehow God gave him maonero. He was able to see what was happening in the spiritual. You are seeing
the people being slaughtered. And there was an angel with a crown. After he had been killed,
welcome.
You would be given a crown.
Welcome.
After being killed,
crown. Welcome.
Given a crown.
Some were
out crying.
Crowning of saints.
But you are seeing Makrista.
Believer.
And then a believer.
Well, not a believer now. Ndokubva aona kurewa kurita vamwe.
He saw how
aone vanhu vaugadzira da kumuraya iye manje.
And now they are preparing to kill him.
Zvikanza Jesu asimwari.
Jesus is not God. He renounced.
He renounced. Ndobvanzi. Good. Chidzokera unogara.
Akaramba mwari wake akanzi go back.
And that man who was on the terrace.
Murume akari kumaterrace.
Achizviona.
When he saw
kuti uyu paaramba Kristo ka.
When that one renounced.
Pane anga akatogadzira kuda kumupa.
There was one waiting with the crown.
Obamira nayo.
And he refused with the crown.
Aiti akaburuka achimhanya.
He came down running.
Ndobva amhanya kuenda.
And he ran then.
Nikati uraya henyini.
And kill me instead.
Hallelujah. Zvikadzura henyu.
Kill me instead.
And they could not even understand.
Akatadza kuzvinzwisisa uyu. Aiuraya wacho.
Chizoro.
Anointing.
While the devil through the Roman church was destroying the Christians.
Diabo rikubudikidza nekereke yeRoma achiuraya
during the Smyrnian, Pergamian and Thyatiran ages.
Munguva yeSmyrnian, Pergamian and Thyatiran ages.
His power was being counteracted by God's higher standards.
Simba rake ranga richidziviswa nechiro chepamusoro chamwari.
God's second beast, the ox. Which is a beast of burden.
Kinova
mhuka, a beast of sacrifice.
Inozvipirisa.
The saints during this time willingly gave their lives for the gospel. No matter what the cost. It was to the Christians in this age that they should bear the ox spirit. Though they were persecuted, tortured, burned at the stake, fed to lions, they were so courageous and were faithful unto death, giving their lives gladly for the sake of the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then there was the black horse rider.
Pakauya mutasi webhiza dema.
The same rider, he has changed the horse.
Mutasi mumwe chete ashandura bhiza.
And here he comes.
Akauya.
He had a different way now of squeezing the lives of Christians.
Anga ane nzira yakati siyanei yekumanikidza upenyu hwevatendi.
During the succeeding ages.
Mumazera yakatevera.
The Catholic Church
Kereke ye Katolike
began charging money for novenas.
Yakatanga kubadarisa munamato.
And charging money to get souls out of purgatory.
When there
purgatory. Is no such a thing as purgatory in the Bible.
Kusinaka na chinchinonzi purgatory mu Bible.
The Roman Pope
Papa we Roma
began to sell indulgences.
Akatanga kutengesa minamato.
To rich individuals.
Kune mumwe ne mumwe.
Offering positions in the church.
Vachipa vanhu zvinzimbo muchechi.
In exchange with the properties.
Muchichinjanisa nezvauinazvo.
Gold and land.
Goridhe
neminda. This symbolizes the pair of balances that the black horse rider was holding in his hand. Zvinomiririrwa
nemabalance anga akabatwa nemutasvi webhiza dema.
Ndiyo zvakaita kuti church iyoyi ipfume steric.
That's what made the Roman Catholic Church to be the richest church.
Because iwe waudzwa kunzi sekuru wako ukangobhadhara ako $100 tinobva tamuburitsa kubva kupirigatori.
If you are taende
kudenga.
If you just pay $100, we can
take out your grandfather from purgatory.
Vanhu vakawanda
to have their relatives get out of purgatory.
Kuti hama dzavo dziburitswe kupurgatory iyo.
To go to hell, heaven.
Kuti vaende kudenga.
And many people were fleeced of their monies.
Vanhu vakawanda vakabirwa mari dzavo.
Ishiwatibatsire.
May God help us.
I'm saying these things ndakazviona in our age.
Ndikutaura zvinhu izvi ndikutozvionawo muchizvarwa chedu chino.
Takaona vanhu vachibhadhariswa mari.
I saw people paying money.
Kuchikoro kwataidzidza.
Where I was going to school, being paid to the priest.
Vanhu vainzi nyorai kwaiuya malist hama dzenyu dzakafa.
Write the list of all your dead relatives.
Mobhadhara $2.
And pay $2.
Saka vanhu vaichienda manje nemunafata kumakuwa manje.
No, the people now take the
because waibva vanzi weparishi akati gadzirai malisti yenyu ikoko, weparishi ikoko malisti yenyu uko, weparishi ikoko malisti yenyu uko.
Each parish should bring their list to the
father wozoita akima rounds.
And the priest will make rounds in the cemetery.
Muenda kumakuwa.
Go to the cemetery.
Muita miss.
And you have your mass. I'm speaking things that I witnessed.
Kwai itwa misa.
And they have a mass.
You know, mazita ayozotanga kuverengwa.
And those names were read.
George Mgwagwa.
George Mgwagwa.
Peter Chakati.
And all the names.
I'm just fictitious names that ndirikungotaura.
Ndirikutaura mazita angu andirikufunga amwini.
Zvotaurwa. Yes, yes, yes.
Called out.
And then
every tick against money paid.
And
then a prayer was made.
The
spirit of all the believers
will die.
May it rest in peace.
And
the priest will go with his $2.
Praise the Lord. God raised up the standard of true Christians by giving them out the spirit of a man. Man is gifted with the wisdom and knowledge. Man is smart.
That's when this time came the anointing of a man.
Smart. John Wesley.
Men like John Wesley.
Martin Luther.
Men like Martin Luther. Telling the people now that this wafer is not the body of Christ.
It's a flower.
It's just a flower.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Zvikada
it nearly cost his life.
But the believers in that age,
asivatendi
they rode under the same anointing.
They had the same smartness. Sorry.
Right. Then we go to the fourth. The fourth seal revealed a pale horse rider. The color pale is nothing but a mixture of white, red, and black. It is the combined forces of the power of Satan mixing white red and black.
Chichena, chitsuku, nechitema.
Deception plus persecution plus spiritual famine into one.
Unyengeri kutambudzwa nenzara yepamweya.
The Antichrist turning into a false prophet.
Ndi Antichrist achishanduka kuve muprofita wenhema.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Notice that death and hell followed him.
Tarisai kuti rufu negehena zvaimutevera.
This speaks of both natural and spiritual death.
Zvikutaura pamusoro perufu rwepanyama nepamweya zvese.
To receive teachings, dogmas and creed means death or eternal separation from God.
Kugamuchira dzidziso dzake zvitendwa zvake zvinoreva kuti rufu kupesanwa
zvese kubva kuna Mwari. Hunger, pestilence and death.
Nzara, rufu nematenda.
The pale horse rider is riding in our age right now.
Mutasu webhiza pfumbu ari kutasva muchizvarwa chedu
iye zvino. Now this is where we are now.
Ndopatasvika iye zvino.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Controlling politics,
achitonga zvematongerwe
nyika, military,
nezvehondo,
economics,
nezvehupfumi,
religion,
nezvezvinamato.
He is the prince of the power of the air.
Ndiye muchinda wemasimba ezvemuchadenga.
And Ephesians 6 says,
Ephesians 6 not,
we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
achirisana nenyama
neropa, but against principalities,
asi nevabati,
against powers,
nemasimba,
against the rulers of the darkness of this world,
nevatongi
vemari, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Neuipi wepamweya munzvimbo
dzepamusoro. High places means rulerships, governments, nations and kingdoms.
Nzvimbo dzepamusoro zvinoreva hutongi, madzimambo nendudzi.
Praise the Lord.
Nurumbidza Ishe.
And it is in this age
that
then God, because you are like final battle.
Now this is the final battle.
A pale horse has the angarine matrix is the same horse rider. All the tricks that he used. Right? But God cannot be defeated by Satan.
Asimara hakwanisi kukundwa na Satan.
He raised his standards once again.
Vakasumudza chiro chavo zvakare.
By giving his people the power to overcome the evils of the pale horse rider.
Vachipa vanhu vavo simba rekukunda mutasvi webhiza.
God gave the Christians of this age the power of the flying eagle.
Mari vakapa maKristu echizvarwa chino
simba rekutaura. The spirit of prophetic utterance.
Mweya wekutaura
chiprofita. The spirit and capability to be given to today's believers.
Mweya nekukwanisa kwakapuwa kuvatende ava.
To dig deep down on the revelations of God.
Kunyatsokudzika pakadzika.
To sow and understand the deep mysteries of the Bible.
Kunyatsokubhururuka nekunzwisisa
zvakadzama. Until one is filled with the Holy Ghost.
Kusvikira munhu azadzwa nemweya mutsvene.
This is our age, friends.
Ndo chizvarwa chedu
hama. Praise the Lord. Now, white horse plus red horse plus black horse.
Biza jena nebiza dzuku nebiza dema.
Is pale horse.
Ndo biza pfumbu.
I am tempted to believe.
Ndiri kunzwa kutenda kuti.
You know, because auya ne same deception.
Because he has come.
Auya ne same persecution.
Auya ne kunyengera kumwe chete
nekutambudza. Auya ne same selling of indulgence.
Nekutengesa kwese kwekuti uponeswe.
Kana akamborohwa nechifefe.
And if he was shot by a shotgun,
akauya futi nhasi,
if he comes back again,
it means chifefe chinongomuuraya
futi. It means the same gun can kill him.
I am made to believe.
Ini ndoda kutenda kuti.
Kuti the eagle,
kuti chapungu,
must have the lion anointing in it.
It must have. Inofana ngene chizoro cheshumba
machi. The ox anointing in it.
Chapungu chine chizoro chenzombe
zvakare. The man anointing in it.
Chine chizoro chemunhu zvakare.
Because kana Satan nhasi akuya ne deception.
If the devil today is coming with deception.
Zvakuda kungoti ego anointing, flying ego here.
It now needs not that flying ego.
It will a section.
It must take a section.
Chizoro.
Of the anointing.
Yakambouraya.
That one is
Satan at that time.
The devil.
Because he's still the same devil.
Because actually diabolo mechete. Amen.
If you look at an eagle,
ukatarisa chapungu,
you can see lioness in it.
Unogona kuona ushingi weshumba muchapungu.
Eagle does not fear.
Chapungu achitye.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Eagle can sacrifice.
Chapungu chinokwanisa kuzvipira.
Ego can, you know, gonna calculate.
The ego can calculate.
Ndakambotarisawo ndichiona inonzi fish eagle.
I was watching a fish eagle.
Inenge ichibva kure uko.
It's coming from very far.
Pane fish iri murwizumo pamdem.
And there is a fish inside in a river or a dam.
Uchifunga kuti yakalculate sei?
You try to imagine how did the eagle calculate
speed of descent?
Kuti ndomhanya sei?
Approach
masikiro
nekuziva kuti pandichasvika.
And to know that when I arrive
iri kufamba iyo.
That
ndango ndosvika kuti
I will catch it at this point.
Inongodzika ivhasike ve kuti
sharp. Come swiftly and pick up the
fish. Kuti kuda iri kunga iri kunhonga fish yaka fish yakafa iri pamusoro pemvura.
It's like it's picking a
fish menu iri kufamba iri mvura.
But it's picking up a live fish in the water.
Ego iri kudenga uko.
The ego from very far.
Rinokwanisa kuona.
It can see.
Ndakaudzwa neumwe mutaure zvikanzi from 7 kilometers up there.
And from 7 kilometers
it can still see to detail.
Inokwanisa kutonyatsoona zvakazara.
Iyo inhiyo iyo.
Well, that one is a chicky.
7 kilometers.
From 7 kilometers.
Iyo inhiyo.
That one is a chicky.
Iyo isheshe.
That one is the mother.
Iyo ndotakura.
I can take that one.
Yuva ya ema iri kuku.
And it can aim from far.
Your singer.
And it comes.
Iri kufamba.
And they are walking.
Ndinga calculator kuti haisviki kudara ichibva mukitchen. Haisviki
kudara. It will not reach.
Ndenda inakura.
The chicken far.
Yuva yasvika kuti sha.
And it comes and picks up.
Such craftiness.
Kugona kunyatso kunzvera zvinhu.
To calculate.
Kugona kunyatso calculate.
Speed times force times distance.
Kuti ndokwanisa kumhanya sei apa. Kuti ndiri kure zvakadii saka ndinofanira kumhanya nespeed yakadii.
And in our day.
Muzuva redu.
The anointing of the flying eagle.
Chizoro chechapungu chino.
Was made flesh.
Chakaitwa nyama.
In the person of William Branham.
Mumunhu anonzi William Branham.
Saka ndiye akauya manje aine chizoro chechapungu chaitwa nyama.
He came with the eagle anointing made flesh.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He could tell from far.
Aikwanisa kutaura vari kure.
What was going to come.
Zvaizouya.
He could tell from far.
Vaikwanisa kutaura vasati.
What was happening here.
Zvikutoitika nhasi.
Praise the Lord. Ego.
Chapungu.
Inodhila nezvemudenga.
It deals with the heavens and the earthly all together.
And ego.
Chapungu.
Kana paine chinhu chinotyiwa neego.
If there is something that the ego fears.
Inyoka.
It's a snake.
And brother Branham ndobvotaura wakati you know that mamba iyai.
And brother Branham says that.
Zvikanzi zvichambira. Zvikanzi kaenda kuma African kanzi zvikotara kuti rovambira.
And if you go to the African and say.
Wanoguma namisuru kutizawana.
Everyone will run away.
Brother, Mwari ndobva demonstrator manje.
And God demonstrated.
Kuti iwewe une chizoro cheego.
You with an ego anointing.
Ndobva kwaonekwa mamba.
And then he saw a mamba.
In the grass.
Muhuswa.
Akaona iri kudzingirira vanhu.
And it was running after people.
Oh, my brother is now akabatwa para.
Ama yangu iri mudambudziko if he is beaten.
Mamba iya ndobva yatenda.
And that mamba turned.
Ndobva yatinawo kwavari.
And it came to Brother Branham.
Akati iwe unoziva chizuri chiri pandiri.
Do you know the anointing upon me?
Ndobva aita bind it.
And he,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Muzita ra Jesu.
Hanzi yakaita CS kudai.
And it made an S shape.
Kana paine chinhu chinotyiwa nenyoka. It's an ego.
If there is an animal that the snake fears, it's
you have
ego.
To see a fight ye ego ne nyoka.
Unofanira kuona nyoka nechapungu chiwa.
Nyoka inotyisa munozvidziva.
You know, a snake is fearful.
But ego ikaona nyoka manje.
But when an ego sees
my
snake,
my little ruva ranzwa zvinhu.
He says my favorite food.
Rusika ruva ranifa.
It just
ruva ramira rakatarisa kudai so.
And just looks at
unona nyoka yakusha zvekuita kudai so.
The snake will now
Yobara jamba kuenda pa side.
And it gets close.
Yobara so.
And it just grabs.
It can use the mouth.
Nokonasa kushandisa
muromo. It can use its wings.
Nokonasa kushandisa mapapiro.
It can use its paws.
Inokonasa kushandisa nzara.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And if you look at the prophet,
Mukatari some profita,
the ego anointing made the flesh.
You can
see the lion anointing in him.
Fearless.
Elijah versus Ahab.
Elijah na Ahab.
John versus Herod.
John na Herod.
Brother Branham versus Kenneth.
Brother Branham na Kenneth.
Brother Branham,
Brother Branham was not afraid.
But the FBI,
that is what we call FBI.
Just the same as they are going to do it in the future.
And
doing it right now, politics and religion.
Ahab
was a pretty good guy.
But
Jezebel,
Jezebel,
he was married to her. I don't say that President Kennedy isn't a good man. But
he's
married to the Jezebel system.
I'm a system here, Jezebel.
Can
you say that? Can you say those words?
Ungatawala even against the leader where police station emu Braeside.
Can you say that to the officer in charge at Braeside police station?
Officer in charge, we papa. Ungatawala.
Officer in charge at Braeside police station. Can you say that?
But here he is saying.
Against
the president of a superpower.
President when you can notonga
speaking publicly.
This
was not a house meeting.
Umamusiri
this was a big meeting.
Musangano mukuru.
And he was not fearful. The lion portion of the anointing was there.
Brother Branham.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In this day,
Muzuma redu,
the main anointing,
Chizoro chemunu,
manzo kuti wakanga wachitengesera manovina.
You heard that they were selling novinas.
Dukwa wapfumanas.
And the church got so rich from
and
it.
And Satan today is using the same tricks.
Satan nasarushandisa mano mano mamwechete.
He was selling salvation then.
Kumashure
novenas.
Manovina.
My indulgence.
My indulgence.
And today.
Nasi.
He is selling anointed pens. Anointed apples.
Akutenge sama apples akazodzwa.
Same devil.
Chizoro chimechete. Diabori mumechete.
Wanukutofonera mngari kudenga ne phone.
And people are lying to us that they are phoning to God.
Fonera mngari pa Samsung chaipo.
Phoning God from a Samsung phone.
He. Kunyepera wan.
Lying to people.
The way it was done third churches.
It's
happening even today.
Mukereke chitatu zviri kutoitika nhasi uno.
And Brother Branham came correcting doctrines.
Brother Branham vakauya vachigadzirisa dzidziso.
Grade 7.
Grade 7.
Correcting baptisms.
Vachigadzirisa
rubatizo. Women preaching. Marriage and divorce. Speaking in tongues.
Taura nendimi.
Ma doctor che waka uzwa kunzi symbol ye emblem yenyu rikurewe ikwe.
The doctors were told that your symbol representing medicine. What does it mean? And they said we don't know. We don't know what that serpent means.
Chikanze will tell you.
And they can do.
Do you remember in the wilderness?
Norangara here murenje.
You know when people are being beaten by snakes.
Vanhu vari kuruma nenyoka.
Moses was told by God
Moses
to make a brazen serpent.
Kuti ai gadzire nyoka
put it on a pole. Everyone who got beaten,
munhu wese airuma,
they were supposed to go and look and live. Vaifanira
kungoenda vongonotarisa vorarama.
So this same emblem
saka
has been adopted by the medical system.
Chimucherechedzo chakazotorwa zvakare nana chiremba
kuti kana ukaita musana
that if you have a back problem
ukaenda kwa doctor
If you go to the doctor, you can be healed.
If you look on us,
you will live.
Unorarama. And you will live.
Unotorarama.
Amen.
Amen.
That is my apostle. Not at the end of the
We are not like my apostle.
My doctor
don't believe in going to the doctors. The doctors are used by God.
Praise the Lord. You see, Brother Branham, munu anga aine a sensitivity iri very high about anointings.
Brother Branham was very sensitive to anointings.
He really knew what does an anointing mean.
Vainyatsoziva kuti chizoro chinorevei.
Ndakutopedza. Believest thou this?
Munozvitenda here izvi?
He says, paragraph E2.
Vanotaura vachiti.
Now this afternoon,
masikati ano,
I come.
Ndauya.
Not under the anointing for healing.
Kwete ndiri pasi pechizoro chekunamatira vanorwara.
Saka aitokwanisa kuziva kuti zvandiri kuita nhasi hachisi chizoro chekuposa.
So Brother Bram would know that this anointing is not for healing.
He knew kuti zvinhu zvandiri kuita zvikezvi. What is the anointing which is upon me?
Vaitoziva kuti chizoro chiri pandiri ichi. What am I supposed to use it for?
Ndakutopedza. Believe without this. Yeah, 1950. Paragraph E12.
Paragraph
E12. And then coming in a service like this,
you know, to service,
you don't have to come under that anointing for healing. You don't have to be under prayer or fasting. I just come right in and go to reading the word and what more. You see, it's a different feeling when you are preaching the gospel than when it is when you are under that anointing for that angel of the Lord.
Hanzi manzwiro akasiyana kana uchiparidza vhangeri kusiyana neizvo kana paine chizoro chemutumwa waJehovha.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Believest thou this year 1950, 16 July, paragraph E9. But I do like to get out when you are not under that anointing for the sick, you know?
Hanzi ndoda kubuda pande ndisiri pasi pechizoro chekunamatira vanorwara.
And you can just be at liberty, you feel free to preach.
Unenge wakasununguka
kuparidza. And to speak of the word or anything.
Wotaura pamusoro peshoko kana
chimwe. And that's what it is. They give me a little time once in a while so I can kind of rejoice.
Vanomboti panguva yakadaro kuti ndimbowana mukufara.
Saka itoziva kuti ndikauya ndiri pasi pechizoro ichi chinondita kuti ndiri free. I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. But kana ndiri pasi pechizoro chekuda kunamatira vanorwara, ndinouya ndakadai, ndakadai, ndakadai. I don't see the different anointings kuti ichi chinorewi, ichi chinorewi, ichi chinoshande.
So Brother Abraham knew the different workings of the different anointings.
Now
so
when the anointing for healing is on, I just keep praying, fasting. And it gets you to a place where you really feel a sacred, calm feeling. Not like rejoicing. You just feel a real sacred feeling. But when you are speaking of the Holy Ghost, then it comes with joy and happiness and gladness and refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Time failed us.
Why not
to talk of these things of the Lord? But
how pere.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is simuke zvedu.
Let's stand on our feet.
Ishe ndinzwe nekufara. If we can.